KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have a clear sky. We're at 15 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. A reminder, there is still a wind chill advisory in effect for the entire state of Iowa. And in our area, that is in effect until 10 o'clock. Very cold wind chills are expected, which may cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin. Expect wind chills to range from 15 to 30 degrees below zero. Do bundle up if you're outside or planning to be. In state news headlines, public health officials expect the number of opioid-related deaths this year in Iowa will surpass last year's total of 180. Kevin Gabbert is the leader of the state opioid treatment authority and says other states have reduced opioid-related deaths by strengthening prescription monitoring programs and instituting Good Samaritan laws.
Whether or not we would have seen a significant increase had these things been done sooner, I can't say for sure. But I'm hopeful that, you know, in the future that we can look at making some of those changes so that we can better address some of those issues.
Iowa lawmakers have yet to recommend specific legislation to prevent opioid abuse and overdoses, but Gabbert notes the public health department is trying to be proactive about preventing deaths.
We've taken part in several different efforts to try and address this issue, like expanding medication-assisted treatment, making naloxone more readily available to individuals. So we're hopeful that the increase that we saw wasn't as much as it maybe could have been.
The Iowa Department of Public Health is expecting opioid-related deaths to increase to just over 200 in 2017. Deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded at around 7:15 a.m. Sunday to a single vehicle accident on Interstate 80 eastbound at exit 64. Authorities say a 2000 Chrysler Sebring driven by 20-year-old John Dalton Dahlheimer of Carter Lake was eastbound on I-80 when the vehicle went out of control on the snow and slush-covered road. The car spun 180 degrees and came to rest against a cable barrier on the south side of the interstate. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,000. A Cass County man was arrested on warrants in Adair County on December 19th. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports 38-year-old Sean Glenn Wolverton of Atlantic was arrested on a felony warrant out of Polk County for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, four prohibited acts, delivery, conspiracy, or possession of meth with the intent to deliver less than 5 grams. He was also wanted on felony warrants out of Adair and Clark counties for violation of probation. Wolverton was released on the Adair County warrant on his own recognizance and turned over to Polk County authorities. And 28-year-old Tristan Raju Carter of Stewart was arrested December 21st in Stewart and immediately transferred to authorities in Guthrie County. On December 17th, 26-year-old Jeffrey Scott Schaefer of Orient was arrested by Adair County deputies for driving under suspension. Schaefer was cited for the offense and released from the scene. Authorities say firefighters have found the body of a man inside of a smoke-filled home in western Iowa. The Ottawa Police Department said in a news release yesterday that fire crews were dispatched at around 7:40 a.m. Tuesday to the blazing home, which was full of smoke. The department says firefighters found the body of 37-year-old Garrett Brown, who lived there alone. State authorities have joined in that fire investigation. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest of a Crescent man on December 22nd. 47-year-old John Christopher Miller was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with OWI second offense. A traffic stop in Neola December 23rd resulted in the arrest of 18-year-old Seth Bradford of Honey Creek for OWI first offense. Pott County Sheriff's Deputy said also a traffic stop in Underwood on December 23rd resulted in the arrest on a warrant of 22-year-old Austin Goodman of Neola. Goodman was wanted on the warrant out of Council Bluffs for domestic assault. He was brought to the Pott County Jail. A traffic stop on River Road early Monday morning in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 31-year-old Frank Cates of Council Bluffs for driving while barred. And a deputy responding to a disturbance on Rosebud Lane in Council Bluffs at around 8:45 a.m. Monday arrested 35-year-old Nicole Renee Watson of Underwood. She was taken into custody on felony warrants for forgery or counterfeiting, burglary, breaking and entering, unlawful possession of prescription drug, and a serious misdemeanor charge of theft in the fifth degree or pickpocketing. A judge has dismissed a burglary charge filed against a bounty hunter in Nebraska who broke into an unoccupied, or rather an occupied, Omaha residence and searched it until realizing he was in the wrong house. The Douglas County, Nebraska district judge ruled that 25-year-old Dwayne Wilson's actions were not out of line with court rulings that govern actions of bounty hunters. Douglas County Attorney Doug Klein said that he plans to appeal the ruling. Wilson had worked for Gallagher Bail Bonds in Council Bluffs, I should say. Police documents show Gallagher was looking for a 17-year-old who didn't show up to court after being bailed out of jail. Wilson broke into the family's home January 30th, intending to catch the teen. The family alleges Wilson searched the house with a gun drawn, but he denies that. A judge has tossed out drugs found in a vehicle as evidence in a pending trial because a Lincoln, Nebraska police officer who pulled over the vehicle on Interstate 80 didn't have probable cause for a traffic stop. Court records say 42-year-old Andrea Plummer and 35-year-old Philip Plummer, both of Sioux City, Iowa, are charged with possession for sale and related crimes. Philip Plummer was driving on September 16, 2016, when his vehicle was stopped for what the officer said was following too closely. A subsequent vehicle search turned up more than 3 pounds of marijuana, 2 ounces of cocaine, and nearly $16,000 in cash. The judge agreed with the defense that the officer's car video showed that Plummer's SUV had been boxed in by traffic. And finally, in Western Iowa news, a trial has been delayed again for a Northwest Iowa man accused of stabbing to death his sister. The trial had been set to begin January 30th for 35-year-old Thomas Bibler. He pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, willful injury, and going armed with intent in connection with the June 11th, 2016 stabbing death of 27-year-old Shannon Bogue of Lamar's. He was arrested that day after a short standoff at his Lamar's apartment. On Tuesday, a judge granted a defense request to remove an expert witness and seek another. The judge said also that a new trial date will be set after a January 26th status conference. Previous trial starting dates for Bibler were December 19th, May 16th, February 14th, and December 13th of 2016. That is a check of our news here on KJAN, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.